So we'll call the Alloway Board of Appeals meeting of Monday, February 13th, 2017 to order. We will start with the roll call. Jackals?
Here.
Kaplan?
Here.
Kronowski is here. Strawn?
Here.
Dorn?
Yep.
Everyone's present and accounted for. Moving on to item number two, approval of minutes from 10-10-2016. Anybody has any concerns, please voice them. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
What was the second?
We could go either way. Kaplan.
Okay.
Minutes carry. Item number three. Petition of Kevin Service, 1525 South Webster Avenue, requesting a 30-foot frontage variance to allow the property at 1525 South Webster Avenue, parcel AL-1592, to be rezoned from commercial to B residential. Everybody's got the information in their packet. This has been through the Plan Commission that sent it to the Village Board, as the Plan Commission felt that it was more of a policy decision for the Village Board. And the Village Board voted in the affirmative to allow the rezoning from commercial to B residential, contingent upon the Board of Appeals approving the variance for a 30-foot frontage. So that's where we stand today. And we'll just to reemphasize the meeting of the three statutory variance standards. And in Mr. Service's petition, he does have outlined how he believes that the request for a variance meets those standards. Does anybody have any comment or?
Yes, I do. Sure. I'd like to say that in doing this for over 20 years, I don't think I've ever seen a petition this unusual. I would also say that it's a situation in which I don't know if I've really ever seen a situation where I can truly say that they can't make any use of the property if you don't grant the variance. But this is one.
This is one.
That's my thought.
So we are being asked to provide the variance. We don't do the rezoning, do we? Where does that happen? The board. Okay.
They've essentially approved it.
Okay.
If we give the variance for the 30-foot frontage.
I can't tell you how unusual it is to take a piece of property on Webster Avenue and say, I want to rezone this from commercial to residential. That just, you would never see that happen, except in this situation.
Is that Zone B right now, his parcel?
It's commercial.
It's commercial.
I thought
and it's a two-family.
I thought it was
a zone residential when I pulled it up. I know the property to the adjacent property to the south is residential, and on the other side of the tracks to the north is also residential, but then that property Brad won over to the north is commercial.
Are you sure?
I thought they're all commercial.
They look all commercial on the map we were sent.
No, not according to the tax. When I pulled up the tax records today, George Thorn property shows that it's zone residential. Unless I'm Alzheimer's or something.
Well, no, that what you pull up is a lot clearer than the picture we were sent, but this is what...
Where did you look that up?
Brown County.
Okay, that'd be great. I should have thought of that.
Which one is that? Is that the one?
That's the adjacent...
Across the...
One property adjacent to the tracks north.
Yeah, it's...
Our AL-1588, if you can see it up there. Address is 15...
No, that's the railway. It's north of that.
1515.
Way up. Way up to the top. That's the property we're talking about, and it's way up at the top.
Then up here is the next, actually.
Yeah.
The very first one is on the one next to Call.
Yeah, see, that's what he's...
The south one, that... Oh, wait. They're all... Or no, that one is on... A residential?
Which one?
The very first one here, corner, on the corner of Paul and Webster.
You don't see that.
No, where are you?
He's down here.
He's down.
This
down
one here.
No, I'm talking about to the north of the tracks.
North of the tracks?
Which is AL 1588. The address is 1515
that's
Webster.
That's this one.
That's George.
This one right here.
Yeah.
That shows it's zoned residential. The one next to it, again north, which is right next to the gas station, that's zoned commercial.
See, on here they're showing everything is zoned commercial or highway business, except for the property on the corner of Culp and Webster.
And there was some discrepancy, because when Kevin was here, the petitioner, he had mentioned that the county had originally zoned it residential, and then the village had changed it to commercial at some point
in the last
100 years. So could it be possible? I mean, that would be very unlikely that a tax record would show it as
still
commercial. Or
if it's, well, we just noticed a few things on county records. They were showing property zero tax or untaxable.
Sure.
And they were taxable properties.
Couldn't they do that with mine?
But yeah, here it is.
If we, here's Culp, so there's the first one. That's A, residential. And pink is commercial, or red. And the pink is highway business.
Yeah, that's so this one here.
But you're saying the tax record you looked up online doesn't match the map?
Doesn't surprise me.
The adjacent property to service to the south shows residential.
Oh, yep. South.
In the tax record.
This one here.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's service. This one here.
Mm-hmm.
Between service and Culp.
And Culp. Yeah, that's just a house there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think the property one... Again, south adjacent, I think that's Schrader's, right? Schrader's has that's own commercial.
Yeah, this picture shows it e-commercial for that property immediately next to him.
Oh, actually, no, it does show a little white sliver on Culp that's white, right?
That's
residential.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
The corner one is.
This is, yeah.
Then moving
that's
north.
This is commercial.
Should be commercial for the railroad track.
Oh, this little... I mean, that's narrower than services.
Their frontage is on Culp, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's two houses facing that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, one, two, okay.
Yeah.
And I think that is a two-family.
That's good.
Also, on the corner of Culp and Webster.
Both of them?
The one on the corner of Culp and Webster, I think that white one.
Well,
number 10 there, I think that's a two-family.
Directly to the south of service, those lots, they have Schrader's greenhouses on there.
Yep. And towards the back, and so
who owns that house?
I think Schrader's owns it.
Schrader, it says Schrader.
Don't you think maybe they would have gotten both of those zoned commercial when they bought them and put their greenhouses there?
I would think so, but I have no idea how long those greenhouses have been there.
I think they've been there a while.
I think as long as I've been here.
I'm sure they would have had to get that rezoned to put the greenhouses there. They probably got the whole lot rezoned. If that tax bill shows that house is residential, it's got to be wrong. That's wrong. It's got to be wrong. Yeah, greenhouses on the back of the lot.
Well, you have it up, don't you? Is that Brown? Is that land records?
Yeah.
Brad? Can you go to the main land records? Go to Brown. Go back. X out of that. That should bring you back to the... A, X out again. To the right. Up top right. No.
You want me to get on this same...
Yep, go on that. Okay. Now X out of the top right.
Way
to the right.
Top
Brad.
Right here.
Yes.
It closes the whole browser.
Okay. Go, then Google Brown County Land Records. Okay, top one click. Now, parcel number, way in the bottom, it says parcel number. Put in,
lower, further.
Put in AL, and then tab over to 1594. Put in 1594, hit enter, and search. Okay, now click view detail. There you go, land use, residential. That's adjacent to service to the...
It's also on the front end of that lot that has the greenhouse.
The greenhouse design.
To the earlier point.
Well, there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
So then go back again and plug in 1588.
Have we looked at this to see if 1592 is being taxed as residential?
Check while we're here.
Okay, that's George Thorne. That's right next to the tracks.
That's on the other side of the tracks.
On the other side of the tracks, north. And then go back and put in 1586. And that's adjacent to Thorne to the north. That zone, there you go.
Commercial.
Can you, Brad, just for fun, can you look up 1592 to see if it's also residential in fact?
Which one is 15?
That's the one that's service. That services. Oh. Yeah.
A residential.
Yep.
It's already there.
Does he have a problem then?
Well, the county's not the issuer of zoning. The village. So this is just... The county's got it wrong. The village has the right to zone. So it doesn't materially change the conversation. We can't punt and say it's already residential.
They probably look at a map and say, oh, it's got a house that's residential.
Yep.
Window view.
Or, well, and that's accurate because land use is currently residential. So...
So we couldn't make a motion to bring our record for this property into keeping with the county record and declare it and ask the village board to declare it residential?
But then we'd have to also almost do the same thing for the property to the south of the greenhouses.
They're supposed to match up the counties and the village. They should be the same. So there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's for greater minds than ours.
Well, come on, we're not going to admit that, are we?
I will.
Oh.
unfortunately, this is probably more of a scrivener's error than anything. It's administrative. If the village has the right to zone, not the county within the village.
Well, what record did we just look at? Brown County?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when the bank looked at the property, they determined that it was zoned commercial.
Right. So they look at a village.
They look at the village zoning ordinance, not the county.
So where did they look that up?
Well, they could look at our zoning map.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, that's bizarre because usually lenders will look at the county website, not the actual municipality. I mean, my line of work is usually they look at the county's website.
Well, okay. I think the only thing we have to decide is whether we should grant this variance.
Well, how can we not?
I don't know.
I'll stress again that it's not the county that administers the zoning within the village
right.
of Alloway.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what the county has on the tax bill. It's what the zoning ordinance says. And if we don't have a zoning, or if we don't have any documentation that this was zoned commercial at some point, that could be a problem. And then, yeah, absolutely it matters, because if there's not documentation on our side that it was zoned commercial, why is it showing commercial? Because we call it in a map, you know. So maybe that's a good enough reason to dig into it, especially since both of those properties, it seems to be recurring up that street in that area.
I know our assessor is assessing it as a residential property. Mike, Dina.
Most likely, yeah.
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 Well, I suspect it's largely historical.
Yeah.
In terms of what you're finding. Those yeah. houses probably predated as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So somebody looked at them once and said, we'll call it this. I think you should probably have his variance so he can straighten out.
Yeah. With the, I'm open for any suggestions on unnecessary hardship. Would it be zoning cannot be verified? Are we in agreement that at this point we can't verify the zoning?
Well, it's not really a hardship. In my opinion, it's a rental property. I don't know if the owner occupies it or not. If you go back,
he does.
Yeah.
So he must.
He lives in the bottom half, rents out the top half.
Yeah. So I don't know where that hardship.
I think he says in his petition he can't get insurance.
I think he's a home equity line of credit to do improvements, and he can't get a HELOC because it's a business. He has to get a business loan to improve his business, which is a higher rate than different.
It's clearly a situation where the zoning does not fit the use of the property, and obviously the village board wants to change it, so it does, but to do that they need a variance. I call it a hardship, call it what you want, but
mm-hmm.
I can't use his property the way it's intended. It seems to me that fulfills all of the requirements that we need to deal with.
Well, like, I guess we could say strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome, because strict conformity would mean that he would have to try to get a business loan to improve his home.
Right.
And that's unnecessarily burdensome, especially given the fact that the village board has made a policy decision to approve it as a residence.
I think that his explanation of unnecessary hardship, as it is written on the back, is good enough for me. This is what we've been saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, yep, in a nutshell, that's, yeah. So,
I'd make a motion to approve this petition.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The variance is approved. Any announcements?
Did you buy your wife anything for Valentine's Day?
Just did.
Oh, okay.
But the surgery's before I came here.
Shop.
Yeah. Okay, if there's no other announcements, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We are adjourned.